tax season scams. Hello and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, tax season is here and it's time for many of us to get our numbers together for the government. But experts with UT Extension warn to watch out for scams before April the 15th. Chuck Denny reports.
2005 is here, and that means it's almost time to pay Uncle Sam what we owe him, or to get back what he owes us. The phone rings. There's someone on the line offering to save you money for preparing your taxes or promising a quick refund. Careful, it could be a scam.
There are some actual scams out there, and a lot of these have to do with too good to be true stories.
Dr. Dina Wise with UT Extension warns that a common scam is someone promising a big refund for free. Con artists here are really looking to borrow your Social Security number and then access your bank account to steal your money.
The rule is never give people this information. It's if you walk into your bank and they want it, they'll ask you for it there. If someone calls you and says that they are a bank or a credit card or whatever, check up on them.
Scam artists may even pose as IRS agents and come to your house to collect money. Ask for photo identification. Dr. Dina Wise also warns to beware of someone who says they can get you an immediate return.
Because an instant tax refund is actually a loan. And these loans are made with APRs, annual percentage rates, that may be anywhere from 70% to 700%.
Dr. Wise says the IRS should get you your rightful return within a few weeks, so be patient. The best way to avoid scams and possibly an audit is to have your tax return prepared by a reputable accountant. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And most of Tennessee's county farm bureaus do offer income tax service. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.